Hello, you're listening to Dr. Sandra Cabot and famous entertainer and musician Holly Natasha. Hi, Holly.
Hi, Sandra. Hello, everyone.
We're talking about an interesting subject, although it may be one you prefer not to have, but it's a very important subject for women. And the title is Itchy Down There and You Can't Stop Scratching. And it's driving you mad and you can't get help. And so we're going to talk about that. What could it be if you're itchy down there? In other words, around the opening of your vagina, what we call the vulval area. So around the clitoris, the lips around the vagina or the vulva. And it can even extend to around the anus. And it's horrible because you want to rush out of the room and scratch yourself.
Yeah.
And you don't understand why. Now, we're going to look at the various reasons that you could be itchy down there. So what would you think, Holly? What comes to your mind straight away?
A common one for me would be thrush. And yes, a lot of women and girlfriends that I chat to experience thrush on a regular basis.
Yes,
so it'd be great to get some answers around that.
Yeah. Well, thrush is another name for an infection with a yeast called candida.
Okay.
But you can also have unhealthy bacteria and other yeasts, apart from candida, that are present in the vagina and also present in the lower bowel, so in the rectum. And it comes out of the anus and infects the perineum.
Wow.
And then moves to around the vagina. So it's very important to have a healthy type of bacteria and yeast in the area of your vulva and around your anus.
Wow.
And so, you know, some women struggle to achieve that because they've had a lot of urinary tract infections.
Yep.
And they've been given too many antibiotics, and that's led to an overgrowth of candida. Also, people who are diabetic or women who have had to take steroids to control a disease, or women who are just overweight and eat a lot of sugar.
And yeah. Sandra, also, I'm going a bit left field here, but sometimes intercourse...
Yes.
Can make you feel a bit burny and itchy.
That's
and
right.
Thrush-like. And that's got to be a bacteria thing as well then.
Yeah, or it could be a lack of estrogen.
Okay.
So if you're low in estrogen, let's say after childbirth or going through menopause, then the tissues become much thinner and more fragile and more prone to inflammation, and that can cause itchiness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I have a few girlfriends who, after intercourse, will get urinary tract infections.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. And so what you can do, if that's always happening, is after intercourse, just take one tablet of an antibiotic.
Wow.
And then one more 6 hours later, and then you don't need any more.
Okay.
And another trick is to drink about a litre of water and take 1,000 milligrams of vitamin C, and if you've got sluggish kidneys, take a diuretic tablet like Lasix, and you'll flush out the bacteria.
Oh, brilliant.
It's preventative. So always have a few Lasix tablets, a few spare antibiotic tablets, and some vitamin C.
Yeah.
That's the way you control the urinary tract infection, because unfortunately, if you do take multiple long-term courses of antibiotics for recurrent urinary tract infections, you'll be full of candida and other yeast, and you'll be itchy down there, which is horrible. So you want to build up your immune system by having raw juices, and I've got a great book called Raw Juices Can Save Your Life.
Brilliant.
Yeah, it's a really good book. And I wrote that book because my grandmother, who was born, you know, in the early 20th century, suffered with severe kidney disease, and her husband was a dietitian and a naturopath going way back then, and he saved her life by raw juicing.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he restored her kidneys through raw juicing. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it really is. Way back then. Yeah, and there's so many more people going down that road these days.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that book, Raw Juices Can Save Your Life, will help you a lot.
Yeah.
If you are itchy down there, and or if you're always getting urinary tract infections. Now, if you have the wrong type of bacteria in your bowel, for sure, you're going to have the wrong bacteria in your bladder and around your vagina. You can use natural antibiotics, for example, garlic and horseradish.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat a lot of garlic and onion, or you can eat a lot of citrus. And you can also get a natural antibiotic tablet called Bactoclear.
Oh, wow.
Bactoclear, Bactoclear. Mm-hmm. And that will reduce the population of unhealthy microorganisms in the gut and around the vagina, including bacteria and candida.
Wow, that's good to know. I wish I had discovered that a while ago.
I know. I know, it's a fantastic product, Bactoclear. So itchy down there can be just candida, and if you do have recurrent candida, you've got to give up the sugar. You know, fruit is the best form of sweetness for you if you suffer with candida.
Yeah.
Mm. And sometimes you just need to starve the candida, so you may need to stop all forms of sugar for 2 weeks, including fruit.
Yep.
To really starve the yeast, because it can't live without sugar.
Mm. And Sandra, how do you test for these things? For example, what you mentioned about the bacteria in the bowel, or whether it's thrush. When women come to you with these symptoms, and it could even be a sexual health disease that they don't know that they've got, what's your process? How do you start to test and explore this?
Well, we do a urine test. We do a culture of the urine to see if we grow any bad bacteria. We do a swab of the secretions in the vagina high up, and also the vulva, and you can do a fecal specimen, but you can miss some of these bacteria too. You know, it's not 100% accurate, it's more like 80% accurate. That's why I tell people to use the natural antibiotics anyway and to change their diet. Now, if you are itchy down there, it's horrible, and you know, you go to the doctor and you get examined, and the doctor may say, well, it's just menopause. And then you think, oh, well, okay, I need to take hormones. But a lot of women are frightened to take hormones, because we know that estrogen taken in a tablet form and or in high dose can increase the risk of breast cancer.
Mm-hmm.
But one thing you can do, which is really safe and works well, is use a cream containing natural bioidentical hormones such as estrogen, progesterone and testosterone. And you can rub that cream onto the clitoris around the opening of the vagina and around the anus, and that will help to get rid of that horrible, itchy, raw, dry feeling.
Wow.
Yeah. And it works within a week.
Wow.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, it's amazing, because it's so, so common for women.
Yes, it is.
And, Sandra, there's a few other diseases that I think you've written a book about.
Yes.
A really hard word to pronounce.
It is.
That I thought would be great to have a chat about, just so there's a bit more education around it for women.
Yeah, it is. It's not a disease that is well known, unfortunately, because it's reasonably common. Although we don't know exactly how many women have this disease, which causes you to be itchy down there, because it's underdiagnosed. But it's called lichen sclerosis.
Lichen sclerosis.
Yeah, lichen sclerosis. Some people think, oh, that must be the same as lupus, but it's not. Lichen means like a drying out, a dryness.
Right.
And sclerosis means scarring.
Yep.
So it's a drying out and scarring of the genitalia in a woman.
Ouch.
Mm, it is painful.
Yeah.
As well as being itchy.
What causes it?
Well, we think lichen sclerosis is caused by the immune system attacking the tissues around the anus, the perineum, the opening of the vagina and the clitoris.
Gosh.
And it's like an autoimmune thing where your immune system starts to attack your own tissues and destroy them.
Wow.
Mm. So I've got a book called Lichen Sclerosis, How to Heal It.
Okay.
And that looks at treating your immune system. It's very, very important to treat the cause. Yeah. And it's not uncommon for lichen sclerosis to go on for years without being diagnosed correctly.
It's just terrible, isn't it?
Yeah, a lot of women suffer for a long time.
And is that quite dangerous, because the scarring will end up being much worse if it's not caught on time, or how does that,
It is dangerous, because if it goes on for many years and, you know, if it starts in your 20s or 30s and it is a chronic disease, you might have it for 50 years and it can also increase your risk of cancer down there. So you could end up with cancer of the vulva. And so it's very, very important to get a proper diagnosis. So I would say to women, look, if you're itchy down there all the time and you've been diagnosed with an infection such as candida and the treatment to kill candida doesn't work, demand to get another opinion from a specialist gynecologist or a dermatologist.
Yeah, keep looking for answers, because it could end up quite catastrophic. And just really, really great that you're doing this podcast to raise the awareness around it.
Yeah, well, see, lichen sclerosis can ruin a woman's sex life, because they feel a bit ashamed. You know, they've got to rush off and scratch all the time. Yeah. And they don't really want to have sex because it's painful.
Yeah.
Because the lichen sclerosis causes this scarring and narrowing.
Mm-hmm.
Of the opening of the vagina, you can get cracks there which bleed.
Yeah.
So it really is, it's tragic, you know, for a woman's sex life if it's not treated properly. And sometimes women, not having a proper diagnosis, think they've got an infection which they can transmit, which is not true. It's not caused by an infection.
Yeah.
So you're not going to give it to anyone.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's not dangerous to have sex if you've got lichen sclerosis. It's just not much fun.
No.
This is painful. So here we are, we've got this strange disease called lichen sclerosis, which may not be diagnosed correctly by a general practitioner. And so what happens is you're given a cream to kill candida, but it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. Finally, you get a proper diagnosis from a gynecologist or dermatologist. And they go, huh, let's do a biopsy. So they take a small amount of tissue and they look at it under a microscope and they go, yes, this is the problem. You've got all your healthy cells being destroyed by your immune system and there's just scar tissue there now. So what we have to do to stop that destruction of the tissues, and they will totally be destroyed, right? There'll be sometimes nothing left. So there'll be no clitoris, there'll be no vulva, and there'll be a lot of scarring around the anus too, and a lot of fissures and bleeding. We have to use a cortisone cream.
Yeah.
And although it's not natural, it doesn't matter, because the disease is not really healthy either. So we have to control it. So we will prescribe a strong cortisone cream.
And is it possible to regenerate? For example, if the clitoris has eaten away, is it possible to regenerate?
Yes. If you get a proper diagnosis, don't wait for 30, 40 years and then it will be too late.
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, if you've had it for several years, we can regenerate the tissues by using holistic medicine. And my little ebook on lichen sclerosis, it shows you what to do to heal it. And it's a great little book. I think it's got the most comprehensive holistic program of any that I've ever seen.
Brilliant.
And it's very affordable.
I believe 99 cents.
Something absolutely affordable. And it will teach you about the right nutritional supplements to reduce the inflammation, to stop your immune system from being so aggressive, and to heal the tissues. We need to do all that. And it will also teach you about the right hormones that we put in the creams to restore the tissues. Because you said, wow, you know, here's a woman who's lost her genitalia. Can we restore it? We can, but we will need the natural hormones to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And thankfully, we can use it in a cream and we can just rub it on in the areas that have been affected.
That's great. Gosh, so traumatic for a woman.
I know. Terrible, especially when you can't find an answer. You think there's something wrong with you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we can use a cream containing the natural estrogen, progesterone and testosterone. You will need all three hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And that is made up by a compounding pharmacist, of which there's many now all over the world. And a doctor's prescription is required, and we can provide you with a prescription service and let you know where you can obtain that if your doctor doesn't know how to do it. And it's all described in my book on lichen sclerosis, the type of hormones you need and how to use it.
Oh, fabulous.
Mm. And it's very safe.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So it's interesting because we have to use natural things as well as drugs to control this disease. But the cortisone, given in the form of a cream, doesn't affect the rest of the body. It only affects the tissues that are being damaged by the disease.
In the area.
So you won't get the side effects like people do when they take cortisone orally.
Okay, that's great.
Yeah, it is. But we need to use the cortisone creams. We can also use other creams like good old castor oil and zinc cream that can be protective. And the most important supplement, Holly, that really helps to reduce autoimmune disease is selenium.
Ah, yeah. Selenium. You put me onto selenium.
Yes, that's right. Well, Holly had an autoimmune disease too. So anyone with an autoimmune disease needs selenium. And that is because it will turn off the genes that exist in your DNA that are programmed to cause autoimmune disease. So selenium's amazing. So you'll need to take selenium. You'll need to have healthy fats in your diet, such as coconut oil and omega-3 fats from fish oil, hemp seed oil and chia seeds. You'll need to take vitamin E as well because it's very good for scar tissue. And there's also an enzyme that you can take called serrapeptide, which helps to break down scar tissue. It's made by the silkworm. Serrapeptase. It's hard to say.
Yep. You gave that to me as well.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah. And I have to say,
you are looking a lot better.
Yeah, 3 months in, I feel like a new person.
Do you?
And these are things that I had never heard about before coming across you, so I'm so grateful.
Yes.
I remember going into the chemist and I gave them a script for progesterone written out by you, and the lady behind the counter said, "That's not the Dr. Sandra Cabot, is it?" And I said, "Yes," very humbly. And she said, "Oh, she knows things that other doctors do not know, and she knows how to heal people."
Oh, that's very nice. That's a compliment. But I have been practicing holistic medicine for over 40 years, mm-hmm. so... It's a long, long time, and thankfully today there's more and more doctors using holistic medicine. But, you know, I've written 30 books on health, and it's based on a lot of research. So it really does work. All the references are there, the research is there. So if you do have a problem itchy down there, make sure you get my book, Lichen Sclerosis, How to Heal It. And if you have any questions, email us or give us a call, because our numbers are on our websites, sandracabot.com and liverdoctor.com, and you'll find the ebooks on iTunes and Amazon. So thanks for listening, and thanks to famous musician Holly Natasha for joining me today.
Thank you, Sandra, for having me. Bye.